If, how as you milk, you milk into a...
Oh, bucket. We had those big tin buckets.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you were kind enough to give me some coffee the other night. I don't believe I asked you this question. When you drink coffee with nothing in it, have you ever heard a humorous expression for that? Drinking your coffee, would you explain how people...
Straight is what they take it straight with the sugar and milk, sugar and cream.
Have you ever
heard... Will you have it straight or sugar and cream?
I see. Have you ever heard anyone say, do you drink your coffee barefoot?
No, I've never heard that.
It's an interesting expression, and I think what it means is...
without any sugar and cream.
Right. It's a fascinating expression.
No, I know.
When did you start to use, or perhaps you always did, glass containers at the table, say, for water or milk, and what would you call them?
Well, we had goblets, what we call goblets, as long as I can remember.
And were they the same as we see today on a stem?
Uh-huh, they were on a stem.
Was that for Sunday?
That was for our milk at every meal.
Every meal.
And the children drank milk, and the grown-ups drank coffee, and then when the children grew up, they could drink coffee.
They graduated. I see. I have a feeling I asked you this the other night, but I'm not too sure about cheap whiskey. And whiskey is...
Well, it's bootlegging is cheap. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I was wondering if you remember any humorous names that people use just in conversation about
the different brands.
Right. Well, and what's good and what's bad. It's all illegal, but...
Well, they'd call it white mule.
They would?
Uh-huh.
White mule.
Uh-huh. The bootlegging that they made was white mule. I don't know why they call. I think somebody said because it had such a kick in it.
I
don't know, but they would call it the white mule.
Moonshine, of course, would be.
Yeah, bootlegging. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever hear people making distinction between what is good and what's bad? Something that might make you not quite sick.
No, I don't remember.
I heard some strange things like popskull and busthead.
No, I just hadn't.
I suppose that kind of thing was not probably discussed.
No.
And the different kinds of berries that you might have?
Well, we had what they call the Himalaya. A blackberry at home, and we had raspberry, and we had strawberries, and that's all of the berries that I remember growing
and
up
the,
with.
The nuts that you recall of having had either grown or imported?